Can you tell me any of the stories about the mountains around Kunde?
Probably about the Kunde, well, the Kumbila, Mount Kumbila, is the only the sacred mountain in Khumbu. And we, all the Sherpa people, believe that the protector god of Khumbu resides in Kumbila. So that's why it's protected and no one climbs it. And every summer, we do offering to the god Kumbila, and we do a lot of activities to make him pleased. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, some book, this says Pumori, Mount Pumori is the daughter mountain of Everest. That's what they say. Above Kumjung, if just below from the Kumbila, there's one big cape. And people think that it is really holy places to visit. And many, they call it Akang Dupkang Hermitage Cape. Mm-hmm. And once we believe that, Lama Sangye Dorje, or I'm not sure, Lama Sangye Dorje, who got a lot of miracle powers. He flew from Maratika Cape to there, and he landed there and did a meditation up there. So that's why it's quite an important place for Buddhism, mm-hmm. Buddhist people. And another, I mean, well, actually between Phrygia and Dingpachai, there's Nanga Jangri. Nanga Jangri is really, we call it Dolmiri, the mountain of the Dakinis, you know. In a summer, means many people trying to go around the Dolmiri. They have to go over the Kongmala and, well, they do the circumambulance in one day. But, well, they're trying to do it in the summer. Mainly because that's the time people get a free time.